Welcome to the Cat Explorer podcast. I'm Asara.
And I'm Daniel. Happy New Year, everyone. Before we jump in today, we're just letting you know that we're jumping in your ear with this mini Cat Explorer podcast episode in between seasons. This is different to our other episodes, and we'll be updating you on a few things and have a little fun at the end.
Join us as we chat to amazing cat explorers and experts, learn from them, listen to their war stories, celebrate their wins, and laugh at the funny moments that have been a part of their journey. We want to say thank you to everyone who has reached out to us about the bushfires that are currently devastating Australia. The Cat Explorer team is okay as we're in inner Sydney, but this bushfire season is nothing like what we've seen before.
We're recording this on the 11th of January 2020. This bushfire season, 10 million hectares have been burnt, multiple human lives and homes have been lost, and more than 1 billion animals have been impacted.
With this in mind, we want to help with the bushfire relief effort. So Cat Explorer has already donated to the Country Fire Authority and the Rural Fire Service in Victoria and New South Wales, which are states in Australia, to help the firefighters.
We've also donated to WIRES to help the wildlife.
Also, $1 from every sale on the Cat Explorer online store in January and February 2020 will be donated to the Australian Red Cross, who are helping people impacted by the fires. We have been asked why we haven't been donating 100% of our profits, as some businesses are, and I'll be honest with you, it's because we don't have profit to spare. We pump any spare money back into providing free content for our community, just like the Cat Explorer podcast episodes. If we did say 100% of our profits, we wouldn't be donating anything, and because of that, we felt that $1 per sale would be more beneficial.
We're also holding aside a few cat backpacks for cat explorers who have lost their homes. If you know any cat explorers who have been impacted by the fires, please let us know either by sending us a message on social media or emailing heythere@catexplorer.co.
For those who are looking to donate to help animals who've been impacted by the fire, some smaller organizations that you can donate to are the Koala Crusaders, who are at Koala Crusaders on Instagram, Adelaide Koala Rescue, who are at Adelaide Koala Rescue on Instagram, and Wildlife Victoria, who are at Wildlife Victoria on Instagram. We'll put links to all those organisations in the show notes.
On a lighter note, we're really excited about what we have in store for you this year. In 2019, our goal was to grow the Cat Explorer community, which has been incredible to see.
In 2020, our goal is to make Cat Explorer more sustainable. Cat Explorer is made up of a very small team with limited financial and time resources. We work really hard to serve our community with what we have at our disposal, and we'll continue to do so. Every like, comment, share that you do on social media, and every purchase from our store really does help keep our community running.
So now that we're in 2020, we're working on season 5 of the Cat Explorer podcast, which will be launching in a few weeks. We've got some really exciting collaborations planned as well. We're also looking at more products to make cat exploring easier for you and even more merch.
And there's so much more planned. It's going to be a busy and exciting year.
As we mentioned in the last episode of season 4, we've realized that we've accidentally said a lot of Aussie slang on this podcast. We're going to explain a few of them now, and we're going to play a little game. Hasara and I have each chosen some Aussie slang and sayings that the other has to guess what they mean.
But first, to the slang that we've said before. So the most common one is how'd you go? To most of the world, I understand, this means how did you get there? But if an Aussie is asking you that, they're really asking you how was your experience?
Another one is have a crack. What that actually means is to have a go or give something a go.
That could actually sound really wrong if you took that out of context. So good on ya means good work.
And lastly, when someone says heaps in the context of, that was heaps busy, it actually means a lot. They're just trying to exaggerate basically how or what the event was like.
Okay, so now I've got a list of slang that Daniel has to guess what they mean. I'll be honest, I didn't even know this slang existed till I did a quick Google. So the first one is, he doesn't know Christmas from Bourke Street. And Bourke Street is one of the main streets in the CBD, so Central Business District of Melbourne, and it's usually got a lot of shops and it's very brightly lit.
I actually don't know what this means. Is it when you're lost?
Kind of. It means when someone's a bit slow in the head. So I suppose we could describe Lumos that way.
So your turn. One of the ones I've got is cactus. What does that mean?
As in the plant?
Well, cactus is a plant, but not for Aussie slang context.
Also, does it mean that someone's prickly, so they're like easily set off?
No, it's when something's broken. So for example, my phone is cactus means that your phone is broken.
Isn't that the same as cocked it?
Yeah. It didn't come on the list I Googled, though, so cactus it is.
Okay. So cocked it also means that it's like something's broken. So the next one that I've got is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Is that when someone's comical or like a cartoon character?
So it's really interesting because in some parts of Australia, that's what it means. It means something's frivolous and not very good. But in other parts of Australia, it means excellent or very good. So I have no idea. Maybe just don't say the word Mickey Mouse.
That's a weird one. So my next one for you is dag. What does that mean?
You always call me a dag when I'm looking daggy, but I don't actually know what it means. It's a word we use all the time. Like, as in, it's when you're not dressed well, I suppose.
Yeah, so Asara's sort of right. You call people a dag, and it means that they're, like, nerdy, bookish.
Okay, I got that completely wrong there.
It is used to describe people, though.
Yeah, I got that right. And then the last one that I've got is useful as an ashtray on a motorbike.
Well, that sounds like, basically, it's not very useful at all.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like an unhelpful or incompetent person or a thing.
All right, so my last one is furfy.
Furfy?
Yes, furfy. So in the context of that, someone's telling a furfy.
A lie? Or?
Yeah, it's close. So basically someone's telling an improbable story.
Oh.
There's actually a beer named furfy over here in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Anyway, I think if anyone wanted to have some entertainment, they can probably Google Aussie slang. And there's some stuff on that list that I was just like, never heard that before. And then there was a lot that I was like, that does not mean what I thought it meant for my whole life. So,
or you find ones where you go, I didn't realize that was slang in the first place. We've been using that our whole lives. Yeah. And you must think when you go talk to people from overseas, they must not understand a word you're saying.
There's our accent and then there's our slang and we just make it all confusing. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us for this special episode that's going on in between seasons. We'll be back in February with season 5 and we've recorded some episodes already and I'm so excited for you to hear them.
That's it for today. We'll catch you next time. In the meantime, enjoy giving your kitty the world.